Our text is recorded in Psalm 127. We will pray 127 responsively. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late.
To eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sheep.
Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed. You may be seated. Fellow redeemed, have you ever begun something incorrectly and then found you had to start all over again to do it right? In cooking, if you don't have the right base ingredients, you have to start over. On a journey, if you head out the wrong direction, you will miss your destination, so you need to turn around. In building a house, if you don't build properly, your house will not stand. The words of Psalm 127 were written by inspiration of the Holy Spirit by one of the most famous builders in the Bible, King Solomon. Solomon was the one chosen by God to build his house, his temple, in Jerusalem, according to his plan and design. With these words, unless the Lord builds the house, Solomon says, do not begin any project or relationship or endeavor without the Lord, without committing it into the Lord's hands from the very beginning. This is especially true when it comes to building the Christian home. When the Lord builds the house, you can be sure that it will be strong, solid, and built to last. Before you can build a house, you need some blueprints. Blueprints give a contractor an idea of what the final structure will look like. In his word, God gave us the blueprints for building the Christian home when he instituted marriage. When God created Adam and Eve in his image, he bonded them together in marriage when he said, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Marriage is the first institution God established on earth and the basic building block of society. It is God's design. And he knows how it will best function. According to God's design, marriage is the lifelong union of one man and one woman into one flesh, entered into by mutual consent and promise. To build a good house, we need good materials. If we cut corners to save costs, chances are we'll pay for it later on. This applies also to the Christian home. We need high-quality materials to build a strong marriage and family. In his word, the Lord gives us building blocks for constructing a Christian home. And the more we use these building blocks and apply them to our lives, the more we will build a strong marriage and family. In 1 Corinthians, we are told, no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. As with every other aspect of our lives and faith as Christians, Christ is the foundation of the Christian home. The more a husband and wife and children strengthen their relationship with Christ through his word and sacrament, the more they will strengthen their relationship with each other. Ephesians 5, which we heard last week in chapel, shows us that the pattern for Christian marriage is the intimate union between Christ and his church. After urging believers to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, Paul makes this application for Christian spouses. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Christ demonstrated his love toward us by laying down his life for us on the cross to save us from our sins. Husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church, a love that is self-sacrificing, undeserved, and totally committed. In response to this selfless love, wives then are to honor their husbands in respect, trust, and committed love. As we follow God's blueprint for marriage and use the blueprints God has provided in his word, God blesses marriage. God created marriage to be a blessing for those who enter it, for their family, and for society. Through marriage, God provides us with loving companionship, the physical and spiritual well-being of children, and the peace and stability of society. This psalm reminds us that children are one of the blessings God may choose to bring into the Christian home. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. In our society, not everyone recognizes that children are a blessing. Some see them as a burden. We must all admit that raising children isn't easy. Kids can be challenging. The Bible doesn't specify how many children we should have, but it does say that children are a heritage, a reward from God. That's good to keep in mind when parenting toddlers and teenagers. Our text compares children to arrows in the hand of a warrior. What is the purpose of arrows? To shoot them. Arrows are designed to fly. Remember the saying, give your children roots and wings. You raise them up in the fear of the Lord so that one day you can launch them out. Firmly rooted in God's word, they are launched out into the world to live in faith toward God and love toward their neighbor. In building the Christian home, you can trust in God to provide for your family. While marriage and raising a family, in addition to education and making a living, is all hard work, we are also told he gives to his beloved sleep. The point of this verse is that God does not intend for us to work 24/7. Our spouse and children and family need our presence with them more than presence from us. So take a good long look at your schedule. Are you making your family a priority? No one ever said on his or her deathbed, I wish I spent more time at the office. God gives us the gift of rest. God would have us take time in our schedule to recharge our batteries, a day for rest and worship. As we worship together, we find rest in God's word, rest for our souls. Hebrews 4 says, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest. That rest is our salvation. Salvation is completely the work of God. It was completely his work to provide atonement for our sins. It is completely his work to bring us to faith. By grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, We can find rest in Christ, knowing our salvation is fully in His hands, accomplished by Him. Everything hinges on what Christ has done for you. Your salvation is not about anything you have done. It's all Christ's work on your behalf. Some people are constantly fretting about whether they are humble enough or pure enough or faithful enough to be saved. Let me answer that question for you. You are not good enough to save yourself. If you examine yourself by the perfect standard of God's law, you see that you have fallen short. But Jesus is your Savior. He lived the perfect life in your place and died as your substitute to take away your deserved punishment. Through faith in Him, He gives you His righteousness as a free gift. To those who are weary and burdened, He promises rest. He gives to His beloved sleep. So rest in that promise. Unless the Lord builds the house, this psalm teaches us that we can either try to rely on our own feeble resources to build our homes, or we can surrender our false sense of control to a powerful and loving Heavenly Father. He gives us His promise. As you depend on His strength and rest on His grace, your labor will not be in vain. As we build our hope on Him, He will build our homes and protect our families. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.